Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Skeeter. The boys from the Gabe Cave are out on a snipe hunt, and they can't broadcast live tonight. So they decided to allow me to get on air and talk to y'all good folks for a second or two. What they are going to play in their absence is a bunch of clips from past Gabe Cave shows. So, they called it a best of, but I don't hear no best of at all, in my opinion. But I also clean my toenails with my teeth. So take that what you will with it. All right, boys? Okay, roll the clip down. Hey, why did my accent just change? Oh, by the way, the boys from the Gap Cast, they'll be back next week, March 10th. Can you roll them clips now?
I don't know about you guys. I was talking to you guys about it the other week. But after the whole Quit Gate episode, I found it, you know, sort of really hard to be able to listen to my old Art Bell classics. I've been listening to my art collection for years and years. It's helped me get through traffic driving to work. It's helped me go to sleep at night. It's helped keep me up at night. And so I've listened to it for years and years. I just listen to one after the other, and I've got a massive collection, so I never really repeat them.
You probably have, though, still.
Probably. And I'm still going. So after
I have about...
You go on.
I have about probably 300 different files
I've
of art.
1,400.
Yeah, well, my point was is that I only listened to about maybe 20 of them, and the others are like, oh, shit, I don't even know why I keep that, except I'm still supporting a stream for someone else. Most of them are like, man, it's just garbage. I don't want to hear it anyway. Do you have any of that, or do you like all of them?
Well, it was funny. No. I will skip the occasional one. You know, I can't stand Ed Dames, but I actually sometimes listen to it because I just want to see how wrong he was on some things. And I like it for that aspect. Like, I'm listening at the moment to a guy called Gary North, and he was the one who was talking about Y2K. And if you listen to these, it is hilarious because he was saying everything's going to shut down, you know, planes are going to fall out of the sky. And oh, my God, how wrong this guy was. He was telling, sell everything you've got, dig a well in your backyard, you know, buy a year's worth of food.
Isn't that amazing? The sun will even stop burning.
Yeah. 2020 hindsight, he's an idiot.
Do you think he actually really believed that, or was he? I'm sure he was selling a book or promoting himself somehow.
I'm sure it was a bit of fear mongering and selling a book here or there.
Did anyone out there, anybody listening, or did you guys? Did any of you buy any of those books?
No.
Because
I'm wondering who's holding one of those right now, going like, I was the biggest doof in the world.
The only thing we did is my wife's mum called us up just before New Year's on that day and said, fill up your bathtub with water so you've got water.
The
and
drinking actually, water, yeah.
My wife made us do that. She wasn't my wife at the time, but And then when the computers didn't rebel against us, we emptied the bathtub.
So that's not just an American thing. Does that happen in Australia too, where people, you know, the prepping thing is a huge deal, or was a huge deal years leading up to 2012 and after 9/11? Is that the same?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I do love that show, Doomsday Preppers.
Yeah, it is actually a pretty good show. But do people in Australia prep? Do they buy freeze-dried food and...
I'm sure people do. Have you seen a movie, This Is the End? It's a very stupid movie. But I was just watching it with my wife the other night, and she said to me, if there was some natural disaster, would you be able to protect us? And I was like, yeah, sure, of course. And I was like, oh, shit. Every man did for himself. Yeah, I think she did believe me, but inside I was like, whoops.
All you need is a can of water and a can opener and you're set. And a multi-tool knife, too. That works.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
Anyway, so here's the audio of this Australian guy. He's in handcuffs, and there's a camera on the other side of a police car. And it's kind of grainy. There's a lot of background noise, but
yeah, it looks like it was a while ago as well.
Was it?
I don't know how recent it is, yeah. I don't know.
Did you recognize that guy? I mean...
Yeah, it's my dad.
It's your dad. Okay, so...
good old dad.
Yeah.
Let's see, I got to get the... Okay, here we go.
Classic.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
I'll sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Pop in the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
Oh, I've only got one cup.
Ta-ta!
Right,
and farewell.
It's all right, just get him in the car.
One cup, look! They even broke.
And then they throw him in the car and they drive him away. Yeah. How dare you, sir! That's the
are
best.
You ready to receive my limp penis?
I got it right here.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
Get your hands off me! How dare you, sir? That's the best, man. I had to isolate. I got a bunch of isolated audio clips for that that I'll be playing throughout the show.
Yeah, there's some really choice stuff there.
What about remote viewing?
I think remote viewing is nonsense.
Yeah, I still don't actually understand what remote viewing actually is. Like, it's not being psychic, obviously.
No.
But what actually is it?
It's like you leave your body and you can go to just anywhere and basically do reconnaissance. So like it's like a controlled out-of-body experience where you deliberately go somewhere and take notes and then report back.
So they
could be like
they,
clairvoyance.
But they claim that this can be taught to anyone.
Yeah. Well, so Ed Danes how do claims they, that.
For a price.
Well,
for a price, of course.
It's like Scientology. You have to write a check and then you get your superpowers.
Yes.
And for you, it's going to cost 10 times as much.
But I remember when I first heard about remote viewing, I was absolutely fascinated by it because I first of all, I couldn't grasp what it was. Like, I didn't know whether it was psychic or not, but it just fascinated me. But then as the years progressed and, you know, mainly Ed Dames was never getting anything right, you know, I started to say, maybe there's nothing to this after all.
Yeah. But Ed would say that he got everything right.
Yeah, but then I listened to many, many classic Art Bell shows with him on it, and nothing. He didn't get anything right. I'm still waiting for the shot across the bow.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah,
and saying there's going to be an earthquake in Japan is like saying the sun's going to come up tomorrow. I mean,
exactly, and also ejections from the sun. You know, there's going to be.
It just happens.
Yeah.
You know, if you make enough predictions and you draw enough remote viewing drawings or whatever it is they do, some of them are going to be correct. Just by sheer chance.
Yeah. It's like astrology. If it's sufficiently vague, then it's right. You know?
And you notice... Go ahead.
Who do you think is more full of shit? Ed Dames or John Hoag?
Ed Dames, I believe.
Well...
Oh, really?
Hoag's got two two parts to his personality. It's or his whatever he presents, and it's the you know the Nostradamus stuff where he's interpreting what Nostradamus says, and then he's now also a psychic. So his psychic point of view is definitely BS.
He's a shyster.
Is that the guy with the long beard? And
yeah.
Oh, I'd like to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after his last appearance on Dark Matter.
Yeah, what was that all about? I did not hear. I listened to the whole show, and I think I listened to it twice. Listened to the replay the next week or the next day. I did not see where Art was talking over him or trying to cut his... Well, I did hear where Art was trying to cut his answer short because Hoag has a tendency to speak for 20 minutes when you ask him one question.
Well, see, John Hoag is really an excellent argument for why, regardless of how much money you have, you should never, ever give your kids like a trust fund because then they'll never get a job and they'll never grow up and they'll just become these like, you know, old spoiled brats who've never really had to do anything. It's just been handed to them.
With mystic powers or mystic projects.
With mystic powers, a mystic beard with pieces of pepperoni jammed in it.
Is that how he got his start? Trust fund?
Oh, well, I mean, his parents were in show business and he's never had a job in his entire life.
Oh.
So, like, it's just a guess. It's a hunch.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hunch.
I don't remember the show, quite honestly. I haven't listened to any of the Dark Matter shows since they went off. So.
Yeah, but there was a battle between Art and Hoag. I think on Hoag's Facebook page or on his webpage, he wrote basically a short novel about what an asshole Bell was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That got posted on the forum, I think. Yeah. I think that's where I read it.
What did he call himself? I didn't go to college. I went to the school of
Rhodes Scholar or some.
Like somehow he's like smarter than everyone else because he kind of taught himself.
I get sort of tired of that. You know that canard. It's like, yeah, I never went to college, but I'm really smart because I read a lot of books, so I have a lot of life's experiences. You know, until you've had that collegial challenge, until you've had the discussion to see both sides of the issue, you're just a schmuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, my opinion shouldn't come out that strongly, but...
You heard it here. If you don't have a college degree, you're a douche.
That's true.
Life experience means nothing.
I think if you claim some amount of authority with no actual credentials behind your name, yeah... You probably should hold it back a bit.
So is that a little bit like Dr. Jonathan Reed?
Oh, man. Is that the alien in the freezer guy?
Well, of course, and he's not actually a doctor.
Excuse me one second.
And I don't think his actual name is Dr. John Reed or whatever.
Yeah, it's something else. It's Ritter or I remember reading about that guy and his real name and his background of scamming people. Ex-girlfriends and whatnot. I can't remember the website that I was reading that on, but when he was on Dark Matter this last time, the first and only time, I suppose, I was researching him and the alien in the freezer story, and there was some website that was debunking basically everything that he said and interviewing people that were in his life that he basically scammed. And he always talked about being famous and trying to come up with something to be in the public eye.
I think I saw somewhere where he actually was like a clerk in like a convenience store.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I read that on the internet, so who knows if it's true or not. But if you've seen his pictures of his flying saucer or the alien in the freezer, then you're like, well, yeah, that explains a lot.
Yeah. You know, the thing that gets me, the people that tell these stories... Because we cue off of if we believe they believe what they're saying. You know, if you can listen to somebody's story, no matter how outlandish it is, if they believe it, then it seems to add a little bit more credibility or believability in the story itself.
Sure does.
And also I think it's sometimes that it seems that Art believes it, so him believing it sort of makes you believe it a little bit.
I was just on the forum today. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
That's all right.
You know, somebody posted that... I don't really remember how it unfolded, but the basic line the guy finally finished with was, Art Bell doesn't really believe any of it. You know, he just put it out there to entertain people. I think they said it much more eloquently than I did, but
yeah, I can see that. I think he's more of a skeptic than he leads on.
Yeah, but well, you know what he never did? He never pulled up people for some of the BS. Like, he never pulled up Ed Dames ever, yeah. You know? He never kept track. He never kept score.
He did.
By pulled
he
up,
did,
you mean...
Hoagland a couple times.
You mean, by pulled up, you mean calling out?
Yeah, calling out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. What really upsets me is he lets Dr. Reed, John Reed, or whoever that guy is, just go on and on and on, and he brings him back for Dark Matter, but then...
He when should Kresk- never have come back for Dark Matter.
No, that was a mistake. Yeah. But then when he has Kreskin on the show...
Yeah.
He bans him. But yeah. Kreskin is a mentalist, or I don't know what he refers to himself as, but it's like, it's not magic. He's not summoning UFOs or whatever. It's massive.
No, I think the issue was that...
a publicity stunt that...
I think Kreskin made the claim that if something did or didn't happen, he would donate a large sum of money to some children's foundation. Yeah. And then he reneged on that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really got him in the crosshairs.
And it wasn't only that he reneged on it, which is a big part, but it was also he claimed that, oh, it did happen. It just happened somewhere else or something.
No, people in the crowd reported seeing UFOs.
Yes. And then he's, because of that, and who knows whether they were plants or not. And because of that, he claimed that, oh, some people saw UFOs, so I'm not paying.
Well,
Camp CNP just posted that she think Art might have had a financial interest in with Ed Dames. I think that's an astute observation. I think that's quite possible.
Really?
You think he got a piece of the remote viewing classes that Dames did or all the DVDs that he had?
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, I think it's just entertainment. Like I think Dames was someone that everyone loved to hate. And I think when you have someone like Ed Dames where people hate him, they tend to listen even more because he's on. So Art, it was beneficial for him to have Ed Dames on and on and on and never pull him up for anything.
Yeah, controversy equals ratings, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, look at Howard Stern. You know, more people that hate him listen to hear what he was going to say next.
When I first got into the paranormal, the whole paranormal topic, listening to Coast to Coast, when I first heard Dames, I mean, I believed it. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I can't, you know, I can't believe this isn't on the nightly news or this isn't this isn't a bigger story. And you can add that to just about any topic, you know, with the UFOs or abductions. Or EVPs or any of that. You know, it's amazing if you're able to suspend disbelief. It's really entertaining.
I agree.
The downfall is Google. Or if you decide to do independent research on these people or the topics, you can find out that everything they're saying is not absolutely true, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's probably a really big issue because when I was first doing the show, you had the internet, but if you were really going to do any research, you had to go through like, what was it? There were a couple of, like, there was AOL, but then there was a precursor to AOL called Comp. It wasn't Comp USA. I can't.
CompuServe?
Yeah, CompuServe. Yeah. And you could do research, but, you know, everything was like a dollar and a quarter a minute. And, you know, who wanted to spend that?
And big walls of text and, yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same internet that we have today. So
thank God.
Yeah. I kind of miss the old days of the wild west of the internet.
That's still the wild west, just better.
Just better pictures and quick, faster downloading.
More porn.
While we're still on the paranormal, I just want to go around and see if you believe in ghosts. Any of you boys? What's your thoughts on that?
What type of ghosts? Any ghost?
Any ghost. And your regular ghost household variety ghost.
Meaning a ghost is from beyond, something happens after you die?
Yeah.
And that's what...
Well, not... Whatever, like whether it's, you know, just someone who didn't move on. You know.
You know, I probably get a lot of shit for this, but I do believe it. I believe it in part.
Yeah.
Oops. Not a believer. I would like to be. I don't think there was many things that would tickle me more is to wake up tomorrow and find out that a lot of the spirituality stuff has actually got some basis in fact. But I ain't seen none of it, so I don't know.
Well, no, you do. I'm going to post. I have a story that I posted in the forum, probably one of the first posts I ever made about an experience I had. I didn't see anything, but I definitely sensed a presence where I felt like I was convinced that someone was in the room with me, to the point where I was talking to, you know, an empty room. Mm-hmm. So I was standing there in this room. It was an upstairs bedroom in my great grandmother's house. And I'd never been in this 14. I'd never been in this house before. And suddenly I was kind of looking around, putting my nose where it shouldn't be. Really, I was looking through my great grandmother's stuff just to amuse myself. And
okay, you were wearing her clothes, right?
No, I wasn't.
Looking through underwear drawer.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
That's all right. And then suddenly I had this sense that someone was in the room with me. And I was standing there going, hello, who's here? Hello. And it was like, you know, there were like three pieces of furniture in the room. There was an old bed. There was two dressers. And there was no bedclothes on the bed. And it was pretty barren. It was pretty obvious that no one was in the room, but I was convinced that there was someone there. And I was like looking under the bed and looking under the dressers.
What tipped it off for you? How was it, just a feeling you had, or
it was just like a feeling that someone was right there with me? And I noticed there was a closet in the back of the room, and I went back and looked in the closet and noticed the closet kind of went behind the wall, and it was almost like a hallway. And then it made another turn. I walked down the through the closet and around the corner, and I really thought someone was going to be standing there looking at me, and there was no one there. And the whole time I'm doing this, I'm saying, hello, who's here? Hello, who's here? And
were you scared at all? Or was
I was terrified. My heart was pounding.
Yeah.
And I looked through the rest of the house, and all the other bedrooms were basically empty. And then I went downstairs, and my Aunt Margot was sitting there with my mom and my great-grandmother. And my Aunt Margot was like, who are you talking to up there? And I just kind of stood there for a second, and then I was like, did someone die in that room? And they all kind of looked at each other with their mouths open. And I can't remember who said this. I think it was my Aunt Margot was like, yeah, your great-grandfather died in that room of cancer. And I can't really explain it. I went back into that room later that day and didn't feel that presence. And I went back, you know, a year or 2 years later and didn't feel anything. It was just that one time.
That's really weird. I've had feelings where it felt like somebody else was in the room as well. I don't think I pursued it as much as you did, but you know, there's just, you can feel somebody's energy, or it's sometimes you can tell by how it sounds. You can, even if you can't hear them walking up, you can hear the air change behind you. You know, it seems like it's denser. And that this is not being with ghosts, but with regular people. But I've had those feelings before too, and nobody was there of a presence behind me.
Now, there was only one other time I've ever had that feeling. And I was in like a historical house, basically like an old mansion that this family had. I think it was in Vincennes, Indiana. I was standing there at the entrance to this bedroom. It was the children's bedroom. And suddenly I was overcome with that same sensation, and it really freaked me out. And I basically ran out of the building. And then when I got outside, I realized like the only other time I'd ever felt that sensation was at my great grandmother's house. And I ran back into the house and went up to where that bedroom was and looked at this little plaque that they had on the wall that kind of told the story of this kid that lived in that room. And you read through the story and you see that he died of like scarlet fever or something in his bedroom there at some point. Hmm. So I don't know. It's just a weird coincidence.
Well, they've done, I don't really know a lot about this. I've just read a couple of brief articles over the years. They've done some studying on that in the sensation of spirituality, and they've put these helmets on people that have magnetic fields, and yeah. It does bring about those kind of feelings. So, well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, I've considered the possibility that, you know, it could be like an exposed, some kind of faulty electrical wiring that's creating a magnetic field, and that's triggering the sensation. But honestly, like in a house that's like quasi abandoned, I don't know where that would have come from.
Yeah. I don't think it has to be external. I think it might be something that's going on inside of you. This is getting out of my realm of expertise, but there are types of epilepsy that bring about spiritual images, thinking you're seeing stuff that's not really there. I don't know a lot about this, but I know that there's research done on it.
I think we've all had the... when you first wake up in the morning or you're startled awake in the middle of the night and it feels like somebody's around.
Yeah.
That might be tapping into part of could just be. The brain wiring or, something strange chemically going on in the brain.
Well, we are, as creatures, we are problem solvers. That's what our brains try to do best, gather all the information they can and then make some coherency out of it. So if all of a sudden you've got this uncomfortable feeling, you might jump into giving it a meaning that wasn't really there to begin with, but now it is, and you're going to try to put that together to make it work.
You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, man? Who is this?
This is Agent Orange.
Hey, did you get that book?
Yeah, I did, actually.
This Agent Orange is the winner of our contest where we gave away the coming global superstorm. Well, actually, Mud King gave that away and sent it to you. So
outstanding.
I'm glad you got it, man. Have you read it yet?
That's hilarious. No, I just took a look at it. It was as crusty as I expected. The pages were stuck together.
Yeah,
and also, somebody's like, some little kid took a pen to the inside front cover.
Yeah.
So I love it because I was set up that, you know, the prize is going to be a real nasty copy of this book, and it lived up to that.
So it has a lot of character then.
Absolutely. And once I'm finished with it, I want to mail it out. Again, to somebody else. Maybe you guys can run some other kind of contest.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sign it and then send it to someone else.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. Oh, Agent Orange, I had I had something for you here. Wait, I recorded some voiceovers, and for some reason, I included this one.
Tasty Canadians.
There you go. Did you hear that?
Awesome.
So, Jazz, is that in Australian? Is that a good enough Australian accent for you?
No, as I told you, Americans cannot do Australian accents.
Really? I thought I got that pretty close.
No, cannot do it.
Thanks for bursting my bubble.
Yeah, sorry.
So if you had anything to change on the website, Agent Orange, what would you do on the forum?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with the site overall. That things that scare the crap out of you thread is pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that I think it's turned more into a joke thing, though.
What's
which
that?
I think it's turned more into like a joke, a bunch of jokes instead of things that really scare people.
Well, when somebody posted the little alien from Communion looking around the corner, and then replaced the alien with George Nouri, I thought that was.
Yeah, that's a choice.
That must have been Ziznak. He always loves to Photoshop George Norrie's head.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention this, too. Thought it was kind of funny, but just realized the Gabcast was on after. I went to that Always Art Bell thread or something like this, that there's a new stream that somebody posted, and I listened to Art Bell shows for the better chunk of the day while I was doing some work, and that's the first time I've listened to Art Bell since the Halloween debacle, and I haven't been back to revisit any of the old material and listen to listened to that stream for a good chunk of the day. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Isn't that stream taken down now, though?
What's that?
Didn't they just take that stream down in the past few days?
No, there's something up there today.
Is there?
It took it down and then it went back up.
Oh, okay. I remember last time I visited that thread, Art Bell Always, I think is the name of the thread. Somebody was saying that the stream had gone down, and people were commenting about Evil Premiere sent a cease and desist or something. So that's the last time I visited that thread. So I figured that it was just gone.
It looks different now than it did before, but I think that's because they improved it. That it would stutter when it was playing back. But it's actually quite a good stream today. I heard that show with the Area 51 caller, and that guy gets me all the time.
The guy that was in the airplane?
Not the guy in the airplane. The guy that calls up from the phone booth, and then his satellite goes down afterward. And
yeah,
that guy's awesome.
Hey, agent, hey. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys have rednecks in Canada? And if so, what are they called?
We have rednecks. We call them dudes from Saskatchewan.
That's it? You don't have a pet name for them?
Nope. They're dudes from Saskatchewan.
Just dudes from Saskatchewan.
Yep. Just like that.
So do they say about also?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, I have some kind of accent because when I was in Vegas, everybody said, "Hey, you guys are Canadian. You guys must be Canadian." They could pick us out a mile away. So,
yeah,
I don't think I say a boot.
Maybe it was those hats that you guys wear, isn't it? Those hats with the ear flaps.
The hats that say, "I'm Canadian. Kiss me." All right, man. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you got that book.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. And great to talk to you. And take care.
All right, man.
Later.
Rednecks around the world.
Speaking of Bell,
fascinating.
He made a comment the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find what he said. But he still seems to be quite keen to get back. You know, we're 19 months away. But
how many hours? And how many days?
I haven't adjusted yet. I haven't converted to Australian Standard Time yet.
Oh, I see.
But if he comes back on the 1st of September, then I get him a day before you guys do.
Fucker. No way. Now, how does that work?
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, yeah. Because you're not in the future, even though you're in the future.
Yeah.
Because I tried to get you to give me the lottery numbers, but it didn't work out that way. But go ahead, Jess.
I just use the lost lottery numbers each week, and I've never won. He said, seems like time for an update. As many of you know, I left SiriusXM after a short stint because we were having serious problems, pardon the pun, with the streaming service. They refused to offer to allow free streaming until it could be fixed. They promptly replaced Dark Matter with Coast to Coast AM on the same channel. I could speculate here about why that was done, but I will not. I felt that it was not reasonable to ask people to pay $180 a year to try to listen to a stream that so many complained was not working, right? It was not working right, sorry.
So he's just rehashing
everything. That's nothing new. That's all nothing new.
Yeah, it's all rehashing what we all know ad nauseum.
So then he said, at this point, they have come and collected their studio gear and have left. So the stuff's out of there. I've asked to be released from my non-compete many times and they refuse. So I'm wondering if he's asked them since, you know, since the last update we heard from them, but
nobody knows. We don't know.
No one knows. He says, I have my own feelings about what has gone on behind the scenes and why at this point it matters to them. However, it is what it is. So I will wait it out, then start the show that will air for free on the internet. I have a time segment in mind, which I will announce as we get closer to that time. Well, that's 19 months away. So
he said he has a time segment in mind. Yeah, he's going to go up against Coast to Coast.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And then he said, I'm willing to give my all every time I crack the mic. but not for a show that has a built-in limit on how large it can grow based on how good it is. So that is where we stand today. Otherwise, the Bell family is happy and well. Many thanks to all of you that have followed this tortured path with me, Art.
Isn't that the truth? Tortured path.
Yes. Yeah. So,
and that kind of ignited the quits thread a little bit too in the past couple of days.
Got another few pages. Oh, a page out of it.
Was it? Oh yeah, one page. Wasn't there a follow up too? He had another post on Facebook. Yeah, was that any new information at all, or was that basically rehashing everything we already know?
Was sort of. I'm just trying to find it now. I mean, 200 comments. Oh, JC's commented.
Any thoughts about him not posting on Bellgab?
I think he's done with us.
You think?
I think the shine is rubbed off.
We served our purpose.
Yeah. I think he'll come back. If and when the show comes back, he'll probably come back. But
when he has something to promote.
Yeah.
Because that sounds kind of jaded, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I think he's not going to come back because he's just going to have some haters and, well, the people that love him.
He would have a lot less haters now than he would or than he did back in November and December.
Well, maybe.
Or maybe they're just waiting in the bushes.
Yeah, but why would he bother posting? I mean, what he was doing when he was posting, it seemed like he was mostly defending himself.
Yeah, and trying to let us know.
I mean, like, why would he come here and post anything except to give us an update about whether or not he's going to do anything? I mean,
it didn't seem like he had an emotional attachment with
I actually
any
think that
it was person. Business.
Yeah.
I think
it was business.
No, it wasn't just business because he took one guy, Dark Penguin, I think, to task.
Yeah.
And I think he perhaps was embarrassed by what he posted. I think that might be why he's not come back.
Yeah. But and that was his last post, too.
Yeah, it was.
Did he post?
Calling him a dark dipshit or something somebody can really understand what
basically
there was,
said.
There
you
was
know,
another guy later, Mr. You know, Hanky.
He really did pull the, you know, the give me your address and I'll come beat you up, you know, response. And I was like, wow, this is somebody who fundamentally doesn't understand the internet.
Yeah.
Art did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't recall that he was asking, or that you tell a guy that he was going to beat his ass.
Condensing it, but yeah, it was pretty much, he said that, he might not have said exactly, I'm going to beat you up, but it might have been a little more veiled in, if somebody said this, then I would do that kind of thing. But it's there. Look up Art Bell's post, you'll see it.
Huh.
I'm looking at it now.
I think it was because someone was, talking shit about his wife.
It was.
You know, it's one thing to attack your podcast or whatever, but to start attacking your family is totally another thing.
I don't disagree with that.
But it's the internet, man. Shit like that's going to happen. Here's Art's last post on the site. Mr. Poop is just trying to distract you. He might even be a reincarnation of DP. I'm guessing that's Dark Penguin.
There was a guy, Mr. Hanky, who...
My advice is carry on. Remember, a troll is born every second in America, Art.
You're on the air.
What up, man?
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening, dudes?
What's up, guy?
This is a much better connection than when I spoke to you the other day.
Yeah, that's because I was really high that time, you know?
Is that it?
Well, when are you not high?
Well, I've been doing a lot of driving. I'm just shutting off the vehicle at Mark. So, here we go. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for helping us test this thing out and calling in. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, every time I've been stopping at a tea break, I check in, see what's going on, thinking you guys are going to have Art Bell on or something. So far, no good. So, whatever.
Yeah.
How's it going over, let's see, somebody's in Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm in Phoenix. This is Eddie Dean.
Hey, Eddie. I'm right around the corner from you.
But you mainly hail from Tucson, right?
Yeah, I was just in Tucson earlier today, ran around the desert, posted a few pics. My homelands, I literally just, like, I
I know my way around the desert there, so I just had to come back before I head any farther south. So
yeah,
kind of heading south, kind of heading east, kind of heading west. You know, the thing is, they tell me I'm an intuitive type of person, and I can't freaking make plans, man. So I literally have just been on a train, getting off, getting on, doing this and that.
What's kind of wrong fun. With that?
Yeah, that sounds like heaven.
Well, I worked for about, I don't know, a million years to be able to do this, so I'm kind of doing it now, and it's really necessary. Owen knows why.
Hey, Aldous, did you ever figure out what the what that thing was you saw up in the sky?
Well, I figured out I'm not that interested. It was pretty fucking bothersome, you know?
Yeah.
There's something weird about it. Like, you think you want to see odd shit. Well, when you do, sometimes it's more disturbing than cool. That's all I can really say.
I would never have expected you to say anything of that kind. I would think the more bizarre it was, the more you'd be going like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, I've had enough, you know. Wow. I've just had enough, man. Like, I'm not even looking for the damn comet, okay? I don't really want to look at the sky for a while.
Yeah, I can see how that would really disturb somebody, because you don't know what the hell it is.
No, there's no, and then someday, you know, I might post the audio, because I was trying to describe what I was seeing, but it would change as fast as I could say, and you know, your brain doesn't really get traction when things are like that, so it's just a bunch of disturbing visual phenomena as a memory. Mm-hmm. So my conclusion is, we either paid for that stuff, okay, and it's very disturbing to me that we're paying for some really weird crap, doing some really weird shit in the sky, or we as a species don't have anything to do with it, and I guess maybe that's just a little less disturbing, okay? I don't know why. I like to think that it's some third entity that we just don't know anything about, therefore I don't have to care. If it's something we're building, that could be some bad shit.
I mean, you got me there, man. I think it was part of the Google balloons myself, but I wasn't there.
Well, I'd like to think so, but there were three. They were totally stationary, geosynchronous orbit. There was like weird shit coming out of them, like ejecta, which seemed to morph constantly, and they didn't change shape. We had hours and hours of looking at these things, and they were completely a cell with a cell wall with a nucleus with weird shit coming out. I don't know, man. If that's from Google, then I'm saying fucking Google is the devil, okay? And that is
most of us have been saying that for a decade.
Yeah. I'm a little late to that party, man, because, yeah. You know, that boat in the bay, right? You guys know what I'm talking about?
One more time, I was reading something.
Say that again.
That Google barge in San Francisco Bay, and I guess in a couple of other places. Have you seen that? This big, mysterious barge.
No, I haven't seen that.
No. Well, look up a Google search, somebody out there, on the Google barge in San Francisco Bay. I saw it recently. And supposedly it's a big server house, but the reason that it's on the bay, apparently, is because it's therefore international waters or maritime law. I don't know much about it, but I'm telling you, I thought the Google barge was a little bit weird, but then the whole Google balloon thing and this weird shit I saw, I'm going to Mexico, man. So that's part of why.
Is that exactly the time that you had decided that it was time to leave? When you saw that?
That is cool as hell.
You know, let me think for a second here. What actually it's like is, you know, when you just don't feel right sometimes. Something feeling
every day
weird.
Of my life.
I mean, I had that really bad about 2 months ago, and I decided, you know what, Kai, you worked for a long time. You need to just, like, take off until you don't feel weird anymore. And then the balloon thing or whatever I saw in the sky happened right at that time. So, yeah, kind of put a thorn in that whole weird feeling. I'm just like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I just kind of want to get on a train and not think. So that's what I'm doing.
I like to think that if I'd have been there, I'd have wanted to get closer to see it. But then again, if there hadn't been a road to get there, I probably would have said, oh, screw this. So
I really need to see one of these things. Where's
hey,
the
best Gaz.
Place I can...
Gaz
hey,
Zamunda.
Hey, hey, buddy. Where's the best place I can see one of these things? I'm going to be in the U.S. in June next year.
If you go to Arizona, I'm expecting a campfire out of you, buddy.
Definitely. I'm going to New York for a wedding. We're then going for... We're there for a week. Then we're going for 3 days to Vegas for a dirty weekend, just me and the wife. We're leaving the kids back in Australia. And then we're going to go to LA for a few days and then Hong Kong and back home.
Wow. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
You know, sounds Vegas like is only about, what, 5 or 6 hours from Phoenix.
Yeah, Highway 93 or whatever it is, that UFO highway, man. A lot of truckers freaked out on that highway.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you do that much dextrin, you can freak out anywhere.
Hey, you guys are making me dizzy.
You're on the air.
Hi, sunscreen. How are you?
Hey.
I mean, how are you?
How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you. And you?
How are things in Queens?
It is Queens. It's not Brooklyn, not Bronx. Not Westchester, it's Queens. It's that Fran Drescher accent that I'm trying to get rid of.
But it's not at all annoying. It's not as annoying as Fran Drescher's accent.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh. It's delightful.
I can't believe
because
you
I've
would,
been working
you would
on it.
Could even what? Compare Fran Drescher as... That's not an accent, that's like a disorder. That's always a pleasure to hear you unscreened.
Thanks well, thank you very much.
So,
I called up with what,
go okay. ahead.
I called up with my one and only. Well, I have several supernatural stories, but this is my biggie. When my stepfather passed away, the day after he was buried, I was at my mother's house, and the phone rang very early in the morning, and I picked the phone up, and I heard doll, but it sounded like it was really far away, like doll, like that. And it was like, who is this? Because I couldn't really figure out who was on the phone. And I got no answer, just doll. And then the voice on the phone said, take care of your mother. And it clicked and the phone went dead. And the only person who called me doll was my stepfather. So that is my big ghost story, my phone call from the dead.
Okay, I got goosebumps.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's a scary story.
Did you recognize the voice at all?
It was like a voice that was staticky. It was like not an EVP voice exactly, but very staticky and very far away. But I can hear Dahl distinctly, and he really was the only one who called me Dahl. So I couldn't figure out. We asked everybody. Wow. We asked my mother's friends. Could not figure it out.
How old were you?
It still gets me. How old was I? Oh, 21, 22.
Okay.
Was this prior to him passing or... Like prior to you finding out that he had passed away?
Well, I had come out to mother's house. She had called me to tell me he passed away rather suddenly. He had his kidney shut down. So as I'm driving out there, I didn't know he had died. And I got out there and found out that he had, and she had the wake and everything. And this might have been maybe 4 or 5 days later. It was very, very, very sudden though. Very sudden. And he didn't get a chance to say goodbye to anybody either, because when his kidney shut down, he was kind of really out of it. So I don't know. Maybe that was his way of saying goodbye. But it was just odd that he said, take care of your mother. That was the thing that struck me.
Did
the doll
you,
and take care of your mother. But,
did he contact anybody else, or did anything else strange happen to his
no,
wife or your mother or any kids
no,
or any
me.
Other relatives?
Just me. Just me, but I'm the one who always, I'm the one that things like that happen to more often than not, so I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, I've had, when my mother passed away, I had a dream about her. I was really worried because she had also passed away, and we let her pass away because she was really ill, and I was worried that we did the wrong thing, and I had a dream maybe 3 weeks later, and she said, I didn't want chemotherapy. She told me, you know, in her dream, and I thought, well, geez, Mom really did visit me, I think. I don't know. But I'm the only one that these things do happen to. I guess maybe I'm open to it. Don't know.
Yeah, I often have dreams about my grandparents that have passed away, and in these dreams, they talk to me, but I can never hear them, and I don't know what they're saying, and it's a little bit unsettling because you sort of you want to hear their voice, and I don't know if it's because I can't remember what they sound like, but you know I can remember what they look like, and they talk to me, and I can't understand, so it's a bit sad.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any?
They were saying, stop calling dark matter every night.
How dare you ruin dark matter?
Well played.
So is there any paranormal topic that you don't believe in anymore, unscreened? That maybe you once did?
You know, I do believe in UFOs. I actually, because I worked with a B-52 pilot years ago, and he said, really keep an open mind. He told me a lot of things because I was very skeptical, and now I'm not, because his friends saw things. They will see things, and they don't report them. I think maybe Bigfoot. You know, there's so much nonsense, so much with the blood tests and all the rest of it. I don't really, if there was a Bigfoot, wouldn't it have been found by now?
Yeah.
I mean, a skull or something by now? I would think so.
The thing that bothers me about that is, okay, so they say there's a Bigfoot, and so nobody can find him, nobody can find any bodies, so then they seem to concoct a story. Well, they bury their own dead, so that's why you can't find
any story. Shift into another dimension when they die or get shot.
They take something that's hard to believe, and then they just make it even more ridiculous and outlandish.
Yeah, just to cover all their tracks or whatever it is.
There are... apes that, like, I don't know if it's orangutans or chimpanzees that either bury their dead or something along those lines. I mean, besides humans, we're not the only creature that buries their dead. But I'm inclined to think that Bigfoot's nonsense. I mean, you know, because no one's found like a corpse or like body parts. Like this whole DNA thing with George Knapp and the veterinarian, that was just nonsense. And what was really embarrassing for George Knapp, in my opinion, was how he was just like, this is proof and it's true. And, you know, mainstream media is just being irresponsible and not reporting this. And then it turns out to be, you know, this woman who was not a geneticist had contaminated her samples. And that's why she had found all these screwy findings, and it was all nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, you're not going to see much genetic. Go ahead.
Go ahead, on-screen call.
He really bought into that, and big time. I was a little surprised at that. Quite honestly, that surprised me.
Yeah, and then like she publishes her findings in a journal that had never existed prior to her paper. You know, it was like she invented the journal so that she could get her paper published, and it was just so obvious. But, you know, what's interesting is I saw a British geneticist, an actual geneticist, not someone who was doing genetics but actually was trained in something else, a British geneticist who had run a test on something that was supposedly a Yeti or abominable snowman from, like, the Himalayan area. And it turned out to be genetically identical to some like polar bear that had gone extinct like 15,000 years ago. I don't know if you guys had seen that.
No, I didn't.
No.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Campsy MP in the chat room has asked, what about crop circles? So what do you guys think about crop circles? Is it Doug and Dave making crop circles, or is it something paranormal?
At first, that was pretty... pretty crazy to see those, you know. I don't believe anymore. It's just a bunch of drunk guys out there with boards making circles.
Yeah, but do you think a bunch of drunk guys could do such elaborate patterns?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
If they were sober when they started, then yes.
Okay. But,
you know, it's like we have these people that have the technology to transverse millions of light years, and the way they want to communicate with us is by bending corn stalks. It doesn't seem to add up.
But they're but they're bent. They're not really broken. That proves it.
You tell them, Skeeter.
My bad.
Yeah,
that was always strange to me. That was the proof that it was an alien that bent the corn stalks, because they weren't actually broken. They were just bent over ever so gently.
We were talking about on the forum the other day about the video rental stores being, you know, like a dying breed. And I thought that was really sad, because I used to love the art of the chase. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I would go around to it, if a new release came out or an old movie that was hard to get, it was always great driving around to the different video stores in town and trying to find that, you know, rare video. You know, you'd go to different stores late at night to find that last copy, and you always had to get the clerk to check the return bin, you know, and I missed that. And now with downloads and all that, it's a dead, dying thing.
Do you have those red boxes where you can go rent a movie out of a vending machine, basically, at a grocery store or some other retail store?
I have seen them around, but I don't do that anymore. I download all my movies and TV, so... You know, it's that part of my life is now gone, you know. So it's sad. I mean, I used to go when it was still VHSs, we would, going back to last week's discussion about Star Trek, I used to go to the video store once a month. The next two episodes in Deep Space Nine or Voyager or whatever, they would come out, and... once a month, two videos with two episodes each would come out, and I would drive around to all the different ones to try and find who had a copy of it.
Yeah.
And as the series progressed, it became more popular and harder to find, and it was all about the art of the chase. And when I found it, it was like scoring, you know, scoring weed or something when it was a dry patch or something. So, and then when, like, downloads, and you could download torrents, they became available, I thought I'd struck gold, and like I couldn't believe that, hey, you can get on the internet, you can download a TV show right to it, I don't have to drive around anymore. And that was great, but now I miss the driving around. Like, you don't have that anymore.
You miss the hunt.
I do.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all.
No, I used to like that. And now music shops are gone and bookstores are going, it's sad.
Yeah, it's all online now. I'm lucky there is one huge video store that's still in my neighborhood that survived all the chains, the Blockbusters and the, what was the other one? I can't remember the other one. Warehouse Music, where they had a video rental section. But it's huge. There's thousands and thousands, and they get new DVDs in all the time. But I think the only reason that there's a lot of people in there. I go in there to get TV shows that aren't available online yet, or, you know, aren't on Netflix yet. I'll go in and rent some of the TV shows.
What are you watching that's not available to download?
Well, the last thing that I watched was season 5 and 6 of Dexter, because I got into that whole show pretty late and didn't start watching it until this past December, when it was on Netflix. And they only had seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 available on Netflix. And I didn't want to wait until this month for the final 3 seasons to be available. So I went to that video store and rented Dexter, the season 5 and 6.
That's very quaint, paying for stuff.
Yeah, it's only like $3.99. Yeah, it's only like $3.99 for 5 days. So it's pretty reasonably priced, but I think the only reason that they stay open is about 1/5 of the retail space is dedicated to just porn.
Who pays for porn these days? That's even more mind-boggling than paying for Dexter.
Yeah, I got to tell you,
that's a good point.
I've walked in there.
And who watches a whole porn movie anyway? You know,
porn connoisseurs.
You sick fuck.
Albus appreciates the storyline.
I got to tell you, every time that I've walked into the porn section, it's only been a couple times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
were
real,
you wearing
seriously.
A trench coat?
No, no, but every other dude that was in there was. I mean, it was pretty scary just to walk in there and look at the people, you know, because you don't make eye contact with people when you're renting porns or you go into a porn shop, you know. You just keep your head down and you don't make idle chit-chat either unless you're trying to pick somebody up. Hello?
Hello, am I on the air?
You are on the air. Who is this?
This is Redacted.
What's up, girl?
Hey, what up?
Hi, just hanging out with you guys. Listening to Jazzy talk about the prescription drug advertisements, though, yeah, that is a problem. Or the depression ones where all the people are little robots. They're like, don't you want to be a robot too? Take this pill.
My favorite part of those ads are the disclaimers at the end that are said so fast that you can barely catch all the crazy side effects. But
this is going to cause anal leakage.
But you always manage to catch one or two that scare the absolute bejesus out of you, you know? And I guess you have to weigh up whether it's worth curing the original problem only to be stuck with some horrible disfigurement, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and they always say, talk to your doctor.
I was actually prescribed some kind of anti-anxiety medication a while back, and the side effect was uncontrollable muscle spasms. So you're relaxed, but you're sitting there uncontrollably twitching.
That sounds pleasant.
Yeah, that's Friday night at my house.
Yeah, that sucks. It's called, I get that too. They call fasciculations. And they're not painful, but it's annoying as hell, especially when you're trying to sleep.
And it was a shock. I was like, is this really happening? I can't believe this is actually going on right now. Okay, another twitch. Okay, that was weird.
Yeah, it's like your skin is moving by itself.
Yeah, you would be just sitting there, and all of a sudden your knee twitches for an inch or so, and then your arm twitches, and your head, you know, looks that way. You don't really want to look that way. It was bizarre the entire time. I'm just going, this is really happening right now. So the ads are correct.
I have that problem naturally, so I definitely don't need to supplement.
Uncontrollable muscle spasms in the disclaimer.
Say that again, B-Dub.
I have that problem naturally, so I don't need to supplement it. Redacted, you have a fan in the chat room.
Do I?
Who's that?
Yeah. Camp CNP says you have an awesome voice, a nice voice.
Aw, thank you, guys.
Did you find a new place to live, Redacted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I am at the new place to live, and it is apartment hell.
Oh, no.
Really? You found a new place? The one that had the barking dog upstairs and you had to turn on your exhaust fan just to get some peace and quiet? Or to drown out all the bullshit?
That's this place, yeah.
Oh, that's
I have
the
fan turned off as a courtesy to you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that.
I can't be held responsible for anything that may happen because it's been going on all day today. But it's interesting, yes. Everything... here, all the places I look at are kind of scary. So, yeah, it's an ongoing
beautiful
thing.
Downtown Fresno, right?
Oh, beautiful downtown Merced.
Who was posting the pictures of Fresno? That must have been Bateman.
That was Bateman, yeah, but it looks pretty much the same here.
Any shitty town looks about the same.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't know. I think maybe I'm just too much of a hippie because this is like hip-hop land. I was just wondering, like, you know, did you guys, like, have a topic for today besides Star Trek and weed?
No, absolutely not. We are completely unprepared today.
Well, we need Art to call us again.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll... Art Bell is going to call in on a show like this.
He's going to tell how he and Jess.
He totally wants to be associated with weed and Star Trek.
Yeah. All right. Well, next time I call, I'll actually think of something.
And hopefully next time we do a show, we'll actually think of something, too. So we'll try to be more entertaining next time.
All right. Do. Please do. We want you to entertain us.
Thanks, Redacted.
All right. Bye, guys.
And think the train's coming for you, Aldous.
Hey, wait, hang on. The press department is handy something here.
Okay. Go ahead.
What is this? Oh, I got it. Okay, it's a message. It's a message to Coast Gabbers. Here we go. Ready?
Go ahead.
I think I have a train to catch, so I got to make this quick. Let's see. It says, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the forum. Not much to say. No jingle bell. Random stupid thoughts. Now random fucking boring. Balky fed the kitties with his own thread to share. Art Bell quit dark matter, which died of dead air. Sardone off the mask, sleepless and shine, also quiet. But George's secret door show is always a fucking riot. But as I loaded my vape pen with care, my hair suddenly sensed a certain magic in the air. The hell is your fucking problem? I thought I heard someone yell through the door. I saw nothing through the window, so I inhaled. Then I heard some more. A voice with an accent like some kind of fucking Boston Rumble. Gruff with a cleric of Kosk, like fucking Kosk grumble. So it doesn't feel like Christmas and your life is a chore? No more dark matter. My God, you're such a fucking bore. When will Art return? Should I listen to Coast instead? Well, here's a better idea. Go read the politics thread. Who's gay? Who's straight? Interests me not. Tell us something we want to know, bitch, which is, of course, are you hot? George Knapp winding down the Coast franchise and stitches. My favorite post now done by troll-sucking bitches, and so I remain. I shall lurk out of sight. You're all so goddamn pitiful. Fuck you. Good night. And I sniff the air. I thought it smelled of old books and beer. A certain mix of madness, intensity, good cheer. A touch of spice, street wisdom, mixed with possibly cocaine. These things have an odor of easy laughter combined with hard pain. And I thought long and hard while letting out my exhale. I just suddenly knew the rest of this tale. Though we may not see him, and he never writes, and no one can replace him, which really, really bites. The spirit of Eddie Coyle lives on in my head. Like when I count my blessings, starting with, I'm not in jail, I'm not dead. Beyond this, you see, there's not too many degrees. Mostly, don't burn the forest to see through the fucking trees. No matter how harsh, unhappy, uptight, every day is a chance to make it all right. And when this day is over, put this in your sight. There's also one chance to have a good night. So this simple truth I'm bringing you fucking weirdos to share. But I forgot what we were talking about, so now I don't care. But if I did, I would only say this much. Happy Christmas, Boxer Day, Equinox, Kwanzaa, and all that fucking stuff. Good night, guys. I got a train to catch.
Later, Aldous.
Everybody have happy holidays.
Merry Christmas,
buddy. That was brilliant.
Adios.
And there he goes.
That was amazing.
Off very into nice. The night.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, he needs to transcribe that and post it on the forum.
So here you have it. This has been Skeeter. Thanks for listening to the Gabcast tonight. The boys will be back from their snap hunt with a live show next Monday, March 10th. Until then, this is Skeeter for the Gabcast. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.